Hey, Rosie, your favorite guy that says doesn't have a job?
Yeah.
Roger Naylor.
Okay.
I want to give him a little shout out because he will be giving his talk about his latest book, Arizona State Parks, the award-winning park.
Yes, yes.
Sibley's West today at noon. Sibley's West today at noon.
Ooh.
Roger Naylor.
Downtown.
Chandler.
Mm-hmm. Great store. Roger will be there personally.
He'll be doing his little PowerPoint presentation about his latest book, Arizona State Parks.
Awesome.
Shall we say award-winning?
Very good. Very
Arizona
good.
State
well,
Parks.
Y'all go by and say hello to Roger and get a copy of that book because it'll help encourage you to get out and about. And then you can stop at La Mesa RV and pick up your RV and get her all done just like that. Well, we're talking about cleaning windows. It started with a call from Flagstaff, someone that had a passive solar wall called a tromb wall. And it just happened that window cleaning and maintenance is kind of the topic of the month here at Rosie on Nows. But we do have other callers, Dean and Chandler and Steve in Tucson, with an open line for you if you'd like to reach in at 1-888-767-4348. Sweet Jennifer, my wife, will take your call, find out what your question is, and we'll get to it as quick as we can. Just like we're getting ready to take care of Dean in Chandler. Good morning, Dean.
Hi, Rosie. How are you doing?
Hey, super fantabulous.
Hey, my question, I got a couple pool questions. You know the coping on a pool? I believe that's what it's called. It's between the tile and the deck, the area where that is joined together. Is that called coping?
Well, that general area is coping is usually what's ever hanging over the water above the tile. It's a grab rail, coping rail. But yeah, that whole area is coping collar
but,
tie.
So on mine, the area between the tile and the deck, you know, there's a joint there.
Yes.
And mine is open a lot of places around the pool.
Okay.
I don't know how to repair that or who to call. And do I need my pool drained? And I want to address it before it gets swimming season this year.
Well, you won't have
actually,
to.
Actually, crickets and stuff hide in there. I've seen hundreds of crickets in there last summer.
Yeah, I bet. They're going to love it in that crack for sure. I'm going to tell you that I would encourage you to get in touch with any one of our Rosie certified pool contractors and have them take a look at it. We want to make sure we're not dealing with an overdue settling problem. Once we rule that out and it's just normal cracking of the grout, which isn't unusual, then we can get it repaired and taken care of. It will not require a complete draining of the pool at all. For where you're calling from, we've got Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling out in Gilbert. Could get out and take a look at it. I think they're going to be the closest ones to you. Post Torino out in Scottsdale. Desert Sun Pools in North Phoenix. Omni Pools down in Tucson. But give Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling a call. Have them come out. Tell them we talked on air. And their number's 480-830-9209. And again, you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Plug in Mesa, Chandler, Gilbert, plug in pools, hit search, and you'll find them. Tell them we talked, come out, take a look at it, and they'll just coach you step by step. If it's something you kind of want to try and take care of yourself, you'll know you're being told how to do it the right way and proceed like that. Does that sound like a good plan of attack?
Sounds like that's what I was looking for, somebody to call.
Okay. All right, man. Well, we appreciate the call. If we can run down to Tucson real quick and take Steve, who also has been very patiently holding for a while, let's see if we can get him taken care of.
As we head down south, looking at the pool category of our website, it reminds me of this new service, Arizona Pool Water Recycling.
Yeah, baby.
Pretty neat tech. Idea. And if you're off with your pH balance in your pool and you're trying to chemically do it, what they do is they actually pull a trailer up to your house and put two hoses in, an intake and a return, and it filters all of your water and turns it back into a brand new working platform of water without chemically having to I gotta put shock, drain. I gotta put bleach, I gotta put this.
Look at all the water you're saving.
Yeah, pretty neat concept, innovation.
And I think most swimming pool contractors, when they finish building them, will tell you, you need to replenish this water every 3 to 5 years. You need to drain it and replenish it, and this saves you all that water. They basically accomplish the same thing with equipment on. They basically reverse osmosis your whole pool.
Yeah, pretty neat process. And I don't remember the exact pricing, but I it's like 5 to 1,000, just depending on how many.
It's even cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an incredible deal. All right, let's bring Steve from Tucson into the conversation. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very good.
Got a quick question. I'm just moved into a house, and we're trying to utilize all of our garage space that we can, and they call it a two-car garage, but it's really like 1.5.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've got about a 2 foot. It looks like a 2x2 square that's just coming straight down from the ceiling, running along the side of the furnace. And there's the furnace and the water heater right there. And I thought, why in the world would they do that? Why would they take up 2 feet for nothing? I thought, is there an air return vent in there? Because I sure would like to take that out and open it up a little bit. But
what vent?
I better find out before I start.
Yeah, yeah. What vintage home is it?
D.R. Horton, it's a 2012 home.
It is. Okay. All right. Well, that immediately rules out what I thought it was. We used to occasionally provide those as fresh air intakes from the carport garage area to the attic if, in fact, we had a combustible situation. But that's not what we've got here. I would ask you to just send me a picture of what it is you're looking at, and let me see. That penetration is generating a whole bunch of questions in my mind, but D.R. Horton isn't going to install something that's not to code. I want to take a look at it, make sure it isn't something a prior owner installed that maybe isn't to code. So send that picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put today's date in it, and with today's date, we get literally hundreds of emails at the office all week long. But if you put today's date in it, then my staff will know we talked on air in the topic, in the subject line, and that is something I need to follow up very early next week. Send that picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Date, March 7th, 2020, in the subject line. I'll take a look at it and let you know whether or not I think you can close that up or what purpose is it serving. Steve, we appreciate you tuning in, listening to us on KNST. Let's go to Judy in Chandler.
Hi, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I live in a 16-year-old Pulte tract home down here on Riggs Road in the adult area.
Okay.
And this house, we hear clicking and popping noises in the ceilings and the walls. Like they seem, I'm wondering if it has something to do with the cold and contracting or expansion or anything, because we'll be sitting here at night and there's a loud pop that sounds like it comes from the kitchen ceiling.
Yeah.
And maybe during the night we'll hear a click in a corner in the bedroom. We might hear 5 or 6 of these noises during the night. Don't seem to hear them a lot during the daytime, but some of them sound like a pop, some of them sound like a snap, some of them sound like a click. They all seem to be in the walls. I don't know if this is something to be concerned about, if we should have somebody come out and look at something. Some of our neighbors hear these things too in their homes,
yeah,
and they don't know what they are.
Well, Miss Judy, how long have you been in the house?
It'll be 16 years old in May.
And is this a new development?
No,
Yeah. And has it?
It was started about 20 years ago,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. And has it typically always occurred in the colder weather in winter? In the summer, are you hearing this?
I'm pretty sure it has. I mean, it might have happened in the summer, and I didn't think too much about it. It definitely happens more in the winter, and possibly only in the winter.
Yeah. Well, Miss Judy, what I would tell you is watch where you hear the sound coming from for any stress in the sheetrock. And that stress is probably going to show up where the ceiling meets the top of the wall. Just watch that area. You mentioned the kitchen specifically. There are a lot of soffits in a kitchen. Watch the line between the drop soffit and the ceiling and just see if any cracks develop. What you're hearing, generally speaking, in my experience, is going to occur a lot more in the winter. And when they laid the roof decking, the plywood roof decking, we use a board that actually by code has to be separated. We usually lay a nail down and we push the boards up to each other and then we pull the nail out and it leaves about a 1/8-inch gap in between all those. Generally what I found with this cracking and popping noise is there is a sheet or two that aren't gapped. And as the cold weather expands that sheet, it's the ingrain of this roof sheathing popping against each other. That isn't necessarily going to cause stress to your structure that you have to be worried about. If it is something to worry about, it will start showing visible signs of stress. And until you see that, you're just going to have to kind of live with it. I have heard of people taking an extension cord, putting a light, and hanging it in the area that the noise is happening, keeping those particular pieces of wood just warm enough to keep them from expanding and popping against each edge. But that's not to code. I'm just telling you, I've heard people do that. I can't recommend you try.
We appreciate the call. Hopefully that helps and quiets down your attic. You just, new feature here in the last couple of years. I say new. We've been doing it, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now. Is our e-store. When we find a product that is not available in shelves regularly for whatever reason, maybe it's a newer manufacturer and they don't have the capacity to be in 100 department hardware stores across the country.
A lot of times they've invented something and they send it to us and say, could you try it and see if you like it? And then we like it so much, we say, yeah, you need to build these. Yeah, let's get it done. Let's do it. And I can think of several products in our e-store that became available just that way.
We sent 2 Earth Talon shovels to Waddell this week and thorn-resistant gloves to Pomona, California.
Hey, wait, I have one question to ask. Since you are our e-commerce store manager, I think if what I think I saw was correct, did we mail an Earth Talon shovel to Connecticut?
I think it was Vermont. Yeah. No,
yeah.
It was a whole... it was a case of them. It was a landscape contractor.
Oh, it was a case of them.
Yeah.
Oh, a case of Earth Talon shovels from our store invented by a rancher in Chino Valley. Okay. I thought we sent one shovel, and the first thing that popped in my mind, I wonder what the margin was on one shovel.
It's really fun to watch Lance and Jen wrap those up.
What was that company name? Dr. Rock or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, anyway. Okay, I just had to ask. Case of shovels. That's better.
And you've heard us talk about the Just Add Water system. A gentleman out of Toledo, Ohio, Bruce Yacko, invented this, and it was his concept to reduce the amount of plastic waste that in our homes, and he's doing that through cleaning bottles. He designs his to be reused at least 20 times. So if you run out in this bottle twice a year, this bottle will last you 10 years.
Yeah.
And when it's done, then he has refill cartridges. It has the concentrate in it. You put it in the bottle, add the water, just add water. Boom, you're done. And it's tried to come to the stores a few times, but when you're in these big retail chain stores and product placement and, you know, going up against other brand names that people have known for a long time, it can be hard. So currently the only way availability for the Just Add Water cleaning system is through the Rosie on the House e-store.
And he's got glass cleaner as one of the products.
And then there's the hardwood cleaner, the shower cleaner, and then the kitchen cleaner. So you just go to rosieonthehouse.com and click e-store, and it supports local American businesses.